This talk is brought to you by iBiology.org, and this audio was taken from a video available on our website.
Hello, my name is Nalidi Saul, and I'm the Director of the Office of Career and Professional Development at the University of California, San Francisco. One of the things that concerns students is hearing that they have to give a job talk. And one of the reasons why it might concern you, and it's reasonable that it concerns you, is that there actually isn't any clear guidelines about what the length of the talk should be, what the goal of the talk should be, and what the format of the talk should be. So one of the best first strategies that I can suggest is that if you are given the opportunity to give a talk, to basically thank the PI for the opportunity, and then ask them a little bit about the parameters of the talk. You can ask things like, can you tell me the amount of time that I would have? Can you tell me who will be in the audience? Can you give me a sense of the key 3 or 4 points that you would hope that I would focus on? In hearing that information, you should have enough information to be able to start to suss out an outline of what your talk should be. Now, know that there are sort of 2 archetypes of talks. One is a talk that basically is to an audience who is going to be highly familiar with your work because you're seeking an opportunity where you're going to be continuing on in your work. Your goal is to take whatever you did in your PhD and to sort of go more deep with it. The other option is the talk that we call the pivot talk, as in you wish to take something from your PhD and you wish to pivot it into another lab. Primarily, the talks are the same, but the only thing that ends up being different is recognizing that when you are having a conversation with individuals or giving a talk to individuals who are already steeped in your area of research, you can go much more in depth about what the focus of your research is. In fact, it's one of the challenges that we find that sometimes students have. When they hear that, you know, your audience is going to be familiar with your work, they are like, I will spend all of my time discussing what my thesis talk is. And I just need you to understand that that actually is not exactly what you're doing. When you're thinking about the goal of speaking to people who you hope to continue on in your research area with, you're really focusing on 3 things in terms of a goal. One is that by the time the talk is over, you hope to have convinced them that you have developed a substantive body of knowledge and skills and expertise. 2, that you have a vision of how you wish to continue developing, and that that actually is different from what your PhD advisor's work is. And the 3rd is that you have the capacity to work independently. But what's really important is particularly if you are going to pivot, because in this case, you're having a conversation with individuals who are not steeped in your work. And if you focus just on what you did and you sort of relive your thesis talk, you will probably lose them. So the goal when you are giving a job talk to individuals where you are pivoting to their lab are, once again, there are 3. One is that you have developed an area of expertise and knowledge and skills in some area. 2, that you have a vision about sort of where you want to go and specifically really drill down into how being in this lab will help you go in this novel area or develop some interesting area of work for you. As you can tell, when you think about sort of the continuation versus the pivot, is that in both cases, you definitely have to articulate why you're specifically interested in the lab. It's just that that when you are talking to people who you're perhaps pivoting, you may need to include a little bit less information about sort of the research that you did and focus a lot more on sort of how you read their papers, how you sort of see that there are interesting potential opportunities and start to get them excited about a field or an idea that they didn't even have before you showed up. The final piece about pivoting is still the same. You really want to focus on the fact that you have the capacity to work independently. But those 3 goals, which is that you have developed a body of knowledge, that you have a vision, a direction, and have clarity about why this lab is a good fit for you, and also finally that you have the capacity to work independently are the 3 goals that you should be looking at. When you are actually preparing your talk, it is a great time to once again reach out to your circle of support. Maybe they could look at your slides, they could read your outline, they could actually listen to your talk. They can help you in small ways improve your talk. Secondly, we highly encourage you, before you ever apply for a postdoc or an opportunity, to find out if there are job talks being given on campus and to ask for the opportunity to sit in, because being able to hear what a job talk sounds like and to get a better sense of how it's different from a conference talk is really helpful in helping you give the strongest talk. So those are some key points to prepare and give a job talk. Next, let's talk about how you negotiate.
Visit us at iBiology.org for more free talks from the world's top scientists. Funding is provided by the National Science Foundation and the National Institute of General Medical Sciences.